Well, listen, Justin had a bit of a did say that in the Dáil 2 weeks ago. I may have missed that, but he clearly said in the run-up to the Dublin South West by-election that he was paying the water charges. And he also implied that it would be reckless for people to encourage people to participate in the non-payment campaign. So I'm glad this case already is clarified, because a large number of people have been asking me after the protest on Saturday why actually Sinn Féin were on the platform when they were agreeing to pay the water charges. So it's important that he should have clarified it, and I hope that that is his position, and that I would like to see him go further and step behind a non-payment campaign as well to ensure that water charges aren't levied on the people at this point, because we cannot afford to wait until after the next general election when Sinn Féin are negotiating with Fine Gael as to whether they're going to power for water charges to be abolished.
Now, speaking to Deputy Doherty today, he's saying that Sinn Féin have always been behind the Right to Water campaign. He's saying, in fact, they helped set it up.
Well, they're actually playing with words there. The Right to Water campaign is a campaign group that organised a protest there, but it's actually the payment of the water charge is what the issue is that we're discussing. And Pierce Doherty has not been clear on it, because he has said in the past that he would be paying the water charge. Now he says that he's not paying it, so he has to clarify the situation, and I welcome the fact that he has, and that is totally separate than the Right to Water campaign.
He's also saying that you're sowing division in a very successful campaign.
Well, I would argue that Sinn Féin are the ones that are sowing division and sowing confusion amongst the electorate and amongst the people who have been supporting the campaign by sending out mixed messages. We've been very clear in the campaign won't pay, and I've been very clear all along that I'm not supporting water charges and I won't be paying the water charges. It's a pity that Sinn Féin didn't have the same clarity in their own decision-making around this issue, and that would have meant that people wouldn't have been confused, and I certainly wouldn't have had to be fielding questions in relation to why Sinn Féin were participating on the platform on Saturday.